Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by our proud title sponsor, NHL Sense Arena, the next generation of off-ice hockey training for players and goalies. Look, we know how much you invest in your children's hockey development, the early mornings, the travel, and let's not forget the expenses of training for hockey camps, private ice time, the general expenses of the season. It's a lot. But wouldn't it be great to bring that on-ice practice experience home that's fun, fits into your schedule, and that's affordable? If you said yes, which I'm sure you did, you've got to check out NHL Sense Arena. It's a top-tier virtual reality training game that brings the on-ice practice experience home so you can practice anytime and anywhere, literally. You can transform any part of your home into a virtual ice rink where you're getting unlimited access to over 100 drills, training plans from top coaches and players, weekly drill challenges, and more that focus on improving hockey sense and physical cognitive skills, starting at just $33 per month. That is a lot cheaper than an hour of ice time. The physical side of hockey gets a lot of attention, but we don't focus enough on the mental side of it. It's something we talk about on this show all the time. NHL Sense Arena provides an immersive solution for players to sharpen those skills when ice time is limited or not affordable and they want to get those extra reps in. So, for our listeners, NHL Sense Arena is offering an exclusive $50 off their annual plan. All you got to do is head over to their website, hockey.senseArena.com. Again, hockey.senseArena.com, and use our code HOCKEYNEVERSTOPS, and you'll level up your off-ice training by using NHL Sense Arena. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting us and NHL Sense Arena. Enjoy this episode of Our Kids Play Hockey.
Hi kids, hockey mom Christy here. I wanted to share with you in this episode of Ride to the Rink some advice my kids got from a well-respected coach on how to make tryouts a little less stressful. We know there's going to be stress. Sometimes there's drama. But there are a couple of things that you can do to give yourself an edge. For example, having the right mindset. It's your job to make the team. It's not the coach's job to pick you. Remember that. So you need to separate yourself from the rest of the group. If you don't, you do risk being on the bubble, and it may end up bursting at the end of tryout. Play fast. Keep your feet moving. Play with energy. Be strong in traffic and along the wall. Win those little battles. Win every one-on-one battle all over the ice. Have a constant work ethic in every drill and on every shift. Research shows the best player in the world only possessed the puck for about a minute in a 60-minute game. So what are you doing when you don't have the puck? Support the play, both offense and defense. Stay engaged and make a difference. And remember, character matters. Be that positive player on the ice and off the ice. Say please, say thank you when you get a drink from the snack bar after practice. Carry your own bag and sticks, even if your parents offer to carry them for you. And do the right thing, even when no one is looking. Have a great tryout, kids.